Hello, everyone, and welcome to Inspire Us. I've decided that I'm going to start a few courses. I'm going to teach people how to become badasses. That's right, I'm going to teach people how to become a badass. I'm certain that you've heard the term before. You may have heard it used both negatively and positively. I want to use it in the positive sense. Whether you were at a movie and you say, hey, that guy's a badass, and you take note, maybe it was a feat of strength that that person did, or you're watching an action movie and the heroine, she does something remarkable and somebody says, she's a badass. So there are different meanings and connotations to it. But for me, I think most of us have heard the term badass used somewhere. But if you haven't, I'm going to give you a crash course on what it means to be a badass as J.P. Nadeau sees it. That's me. So what is a badass in the context of your life? And how do you get your badass's badge? Well, here's my take on it. A badass is someone who's tough, confident, and unafraid to handle whatever negativity, setbacks, or challenges that come their way. A badass is fearless. A badass is determined. They're courageous and confident, able to withstand the storms of life and rise above whatever adversities come their way, to stand strong in the greatness of their personal powers, ready for the next challenge. They take control of their lives and don't let the words or actions of others dictate how they should feel or react. They respond to life by thinking first and then by responding. A badass is confident and committed to living their best lives, and they don't let their circumstances define them. They define their circumstances. They aren't needy. They aren't weak. They exude strength, confidence, and certainty. They don't wear the label of a victim, whether they've suffered in the past from injustices or abuse. They use their past injustices and abuses as the fire that motivates them to succeed relentlessly, no matter what obstacles they may face. They see the past as being in the past, lessons learned, and they recognize that whatever has happened to them has also happened for them. They're independent truth warriors and critical thinkers who respect the rights of others while asserting their own. They don't follow lambs to the slaughter. They don't let the fire within them burn out, for they know that by doing that, the predators are prone to attack. They feed the righteous wolf that lives within them, starving the one that means to corrupt them and keep them prisoner to addictions and self-sabotage. They believe in the power of choice and in making the right choices. That's my take on what a badass is. And I was reading the excerpt from my book Reset, where I explain in detail, as I just have now, what I see a badass as being. You know, we can use a badass attitude the way that I want you to use it in every aspect of our lives. There are so many things happening today that we're challenged with. The economy is changing. There's wars everywhere. People are angry. People are uncertain. Governments are being stupid. And there's so much that's happening to us. Many of us focus on things that we can't control, and we neglect focusing on the things that we can control. A badass focuses on that. A badass, let's say badass in everyday life, being confident, you know, pulling your shoulders back and putting your chin up and saying, you know what, the world is ready for me and I'm ready for the world. I'm going to step out into my greatness today. Why? Because I can and because I deserve it. When we start to imagine ourselves as being these badass warriors, then our attitudes will demonstrate that. Now, I told you that a badass is not somebody who wishes another person harm. On the contrary, a badass is someone who wants to support people, someone who will step in. That courageous person will step in when others are being abused and will defend the people who are being abused. That's what badasses do. That's what the great badasses do. They are confident, they are capable, and they don't let the words of others hurt them or crush them. They're critical thinkers. So if somebody tells them that the world is falling apart, they have to take a few moments or do the research to find out for themselves if it's true. Who said so? What's the evidence behind this? What can I do about this? So many people out there are spreading false information, and many are being led like lambs to the slaughter. Now, we just have to look at social media for that. A lot of people are just getting on the bandwagon. They're just defining their, they don't know who they are. Maybe they were born in a different body, and so they're going to do something about it. And they're listening to so much of this chaos and these lies and all these misguiding information that they don't step into their greatness and say, listen, I am who I am, and I'm proud of it. Being authentic, being strong, being capable, being willing to take risks, being willing to step in and ask for things that you want and deserve, as opposed to being afraid of being told no. I'm going to cover a lot of things in these courses, in these videos. Going to do a video series that I'll post on Instagram and on YouTube as well. But I'll be talking about stepping into your greatness and stepping into your badass, living life as a badass. And I think it's really important. We need to be able to set boundaries for ourselves. We need to be able to challenge some of the negative thoughts. Let me rephrase that. We need to be able to challenge all the negativity, all those negative thoughts that we have, and to take control of our lives. We don't need to take a second seat, a third seat, a back seat to anyone. Now, that doesn't mean that we're going to be bullies. No, it means we're going to be assertive. We're going to stand up for ourselves. We're not going to be afraid to speak up when speaking up is necessary. We're going to be able to reach out to people that we want relationships with and start conversations. We're not going to be afraid that they're going to turn their back on us or whatever it is. That's what a badass is. That's what I want a series of different videos and podcasts on. I want to be able to talk about being a badass in business, just being a very good business person, a negotiator. I'm a former hostage negotiator. We have to be badasses. We have to be confident. We have to be able to deal with what is being handed to us. That's being a badass. And this is what I want for you. If you're suffering from low self-esteem or from self-sabotage, if you doubt yourself and you're not standing in the place that you want to be standing, then this will be for you. Those are my thoughts for now. And as always on this podcast, as I leave you, I ask you to live life with intention. If you're not doing so, first thing in the morning, take a few moments to be grateful. Take a few moments to thank your God or the universe, whatever you believe in, for the fact that you woke up. A lot of people didn't. So you're alive. Hopefully you have a roof over your head and you have food. Maybe you got some place to go and you got people around you who love you and that you love them. Wouldn't it be nice just to take a few moments to be grateful and focus on that? Focus on what you have as opposed to the things that you don't have. You know, so many people would give everything to be in your position, and they just can't. So take those moments to be grateful. Start your day off with intention. Tell yourself it's going to be a great day. Remind yourself how amazing you are, and just go on out there and be the badass. Today, I'm going to be a badass. I'm going to work and I'm going to put 150,000% into it. I'm going to be kind. I'm going to be strong. I'm going to be determined. Start your day off with intention and keep living a wonderful life.